Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Angel calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Hi there. Angel's got brown hair, drives a van, is a receiving clerk, works at Parler, and is the mother of three.
Wow. Good stats.
Yeah.
She's busy. And been with her man for about 6 years. So, yeah. Is there a... I don't want to get too personal, Angel, but that's what I do on this show. Is there a few... Like, are you cool with just your status with your man? Or do you want there to be more of a commitment? What's the status?
I mean, I wouldn't mind a rock on my hand.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Wouldn't mind it? Have you talked about it?
Is it good?
Okay. Has it been a discussion?
We have, yeah. I mean, life is good. When it happens, it happens.
Okay.
I like your attitude about that.
Does he say things like, oh, yeah? Or is he like, yeah, okay, I could see that?
He's like, I mean, cool.
don't freak out about that. I feel like that's a good sign.
All right. Are you creating some neuroses for her? What are you doing?
I feel like that's an answer that I might give if Angel were my girlfriend and she were to be like, hey, so, you know, we've been, you know, together for about 6 years and kind of like pointing at her finger. And I'd be like, all right, cool. And I'm like processing it all. And I'm thinking, how am I going to,
like another couple of years, or what are we doing? In your mind.
Possibly. Our best friends are actually getting married this weekend, and I'm actually officiating the wedding. So I got ordained, and I'm going to marry them.
That's fun.
So you know what you do, Angel.
Conversation started again.
You tell your boyfriend to come along with, and then
in the wedding.
He's going to be there.
And so you just say, all right, scoot down a little bit.
Can you officiate your own wedding?
Right, exactly. And then you just
like, we're now official.
Right, exactly. Then you just knock it out. Two birds with one stone.
That's
all
right.
Fun.
Little kid, drunk adults, what we're playing, and Kelly's gonna explain how the game works.
All right, you're gonna hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
I fell asleep using a loaf of bread as a pillow when I was at the grocery store.
I mean, when you're tired, you're tired.
Oh, man.
It's soft, kind of fluffy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with little kid because I know I stuff my kids in the cart and, like, put stuff on them. So if they're, like, tired.
Yeah. I feel like it's a kid in the cart. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, we'll go little kid on this one.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes. Little kid. Falling asleep on the bread.
I went to the store with my uncle, who was a terrible babysitter. He was hitting on one of the cashiers, so I was bored. I decided to grab a loaf of bread and use it as a pillow. I basically passed out, and then I woke up to an old man yelling at me in some different language. I don't know what it was. Oh. I think he worked there.
Wow.
Okay.
That took a turn
I didn't expect.
No,
I just thought it was just like mom was pushing
that's
me around.
That's a core
and got
memory
tired
right
bells.
There.
That is a core memory.
My uncle was babysitting me. ..
Terribly.
Cashier.
All right, Angel, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I fell off a small cliff while trying to take a selfie with a hawk.
It was a small cliff,
so that's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I mean,
you still with us?
Go with drunk adult on this one.
All right,
I think it's a drunk adult. I don't know many kids that want to try to take a selfie with a hawk.
I will tell you, like, if you've ever been to Red River Gorge, they have signs that are like, death can occur if you, like, be careful, you know, all this stuff. So,
okay,
yeah, if you're drunk, you're not gonna read those.
All right, so you're both saying
you're a kid, you can't read, but we'll do a drunk adult.
Yeah. All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah,
I was actually a drunk adult.
Yeah, you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, drunk adult.
But did you get the selfie?
Let's find out.
Well, I was in Colorado on a camping trip and got way too drunk while taking a hike. Not a super great combination. And I saw what I thought was a hawk, and I tried to take a selfie with it, and I lost my balance, and I fell off a small cliff.
Okay.
And no, I didn't get the selfie, but I was okay.
Oh, dang it. Oh, dang, wasn't even worth it. Wasn't even hashtag worth it.
All right. You're doing great, Angel. Oh, goodness. Two for two. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I danced the Macarena on a table outside of a Baskin Robbins.
Hey, Macarena.
Oh, my goodness. I was doing it. Yeah. I don't know.
Dance the Macarena on a table outside of Baskin Robbins.
I mean, I know how my kids get when they get ice cream. Yeah. So I'm going to guess. Little kid on this one, but man, this could go either way.
Yeah, it kind of could.
It could absolutely go either way. Like, but I'm feeling if it was a current song at the time, and if we're gonna date it, then it was probably Little Kid because that was a while ago.
Yeah, especially if it's like on the radio in the Baskin Robbins.
All right. Wow. Lot of thought process.
Detective work.
Gotta
on
break
that.
It down.
Behind yes. this. All right. Both of you saying Little Kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes. Three for three. Little Kid. Hey, Macarena.
When I was with one of my mom's friends when I was around 4 or 5, we played the Macarena through her car speakers with a tape, with a cassette tape.
Ah, all right.
And I was not a shy child, and sure. I jumped up on the table and started dancing the Macarena.
I mean, when it has a dance, you got to do it. Yeah, but listen, Angel, that's like the club for a 4-year-old kid.
Yes.
You're at Baskin Robbins. It's like you got your drink in your hand, a.k.a. ice cream. Yeah, and your song comes on. Yeah. My gosh. You know?
That's my jam. That's right. And that's my stage.
Oh! All right, Angel, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here this morning on the show. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec. We got to get a little bit more information from you. We'll hook you up a prize, okay?
Awesome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hang on.
These are fun. We need more of these stories. If you think you've got something, maybe from your childhood, maybe from last week.
Maybe from last week.
That would fit this game. Then send us a voice note of you giving a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.